back.
Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. My gloves.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pocket and into my skin.
Meep, meep.
Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop your
wad. A little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on.
Naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy Cetaphil.
You're in big trouble, mister!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be raving at my motor up.
Did do it.
That is unbelievable, man.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Cetaphil.
That's right.
It's Friday.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's good timing. I've been back in my chair for exactly 1.5 seconds. I've made it back just in time. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. Last day of July, 2015, and it's a Friday. Friday night is our relax from all the doom and gloom out there and have a little fun. We're going to have a whole lot more fun this week than we did last week. I can promise you that. Unfortunately, we have some bad news in the country music world. One of the greatest country music stars, female country music stars in ever, died today. Lynn Anderson died, and we're gonna have quite a bit of music by Lynn Anderson. We've got several songs. We'll play some other stuff too, but we're kind of gonna try to do a tribute to Lynn Anderson here. Eddie, we understand, but that's starting to get old. So thank you very much. We know where your loyalty lies, but not mine. So okay. Lynn Anderson died, and you know, I didn't realize she was so so young. She's only like 8 years younger than me, older than me. Boy, if she's younger, I'd really be in trouble. So I remember when some of her first songs come out, I was somewhere in the vicinity of 10 years old, and she has, I don't know what I was going to say. I'm trying to keep up with too many things here. All right. Well, let's just get started here. She died of a heart attack. And that is unfortunate. She did have some problems with addiction and alcohol and whatnot. She checked herself into a program and was, I guess, got herself squared away. But unfortunately, it may have been too late, and she finally, a lot of this caught up with her and didn't work out well for her anyway. All right, well, this is probably her most recognized song, most familiar song that she's ever done. This is one we think of Lynn Anderson. When I think of Lynn Anderson, this is what comes to mind. But if I think for just a couple more seconds, man, there's a lot of good songs. This is probably her most popular.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take your gun, could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. Sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap, still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So we
Lynn Anderson, dead at 67. She was, she got her start on the Lawrence Welk Show, and one time she was the only country singer, believe it or not, even in the 60s, as strong as country was coming around. Of all people, Lawrence Welk come on and said that thought that country music was kind of coming into its own there and deserved to be on national TV. And at that time, Lynn Anderson was the only one singing country music on national TV every week. And that was all as a direct result of her association with Lawrence Welk. I was not a fan of Lawrence Welk, but he did have a lot of good. I didn't dislike him. It just wasn't my bag. But there was a lot of good stars. A lot of stars got their start on Lawrence Welk. And what was the other one? Ed Sullivan got a lot of people started. Matter of fact, the Beatles got started on Ed Sullivan. And I think, I don't know if Elvis Presley got his first start on Ed Sullivan, but it was he was pretty strong on there for a while. So anyway, that's what's gone on. And Loretta Lynn, dadgummit, Lynn Anderson, for 67 years old, looked pretty rough. She'd evidently been rode hard and put up wet a few times. She looks a lot closer to 77, 80, 95, 7, or 100 or something. And maybe not quite that bad, but she looks a little older than 67 anyway. Anyway, all right, let's do another one from Lynn Anderson here, just for the heck of it, just for the hell of it.
If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play. You're so much hurt, I wish you would.
Let's take another break while I look here for some other ones. We've got a lot of good stuff here from Loretta Lynn. Dadgummit, I've done that my entire life. Got Loretta Lynn and Lynn Anderson mixed up. Ticks me off. Maybe Cal Smith will break my spell.
She always wanted me to go to Texas. But I told her, Texas ain't no place for me. But to tell the truth, I was too afraid of Texas. And a big wild Texas cowboy's memory. She He said everything was bigger and better in Texas. Mentioned Dallas, and her face would start to glow. Fort Worth is where she met her second husband. She never did say why he let her go. She talked a lot about Texas and the warm west wind blowing through her hair. She talked a lot about Texas, and by this time tomorrow she'll be there. Monday night she came down was babbling in her troubled sleep. She was crying and asking why he had to leave her. And Texas was the final breath she breathed. She west wind blowing through her hair. She talked a lot about Texas, and this time tomorrow she'll be buried there.
I do very much like Cal Smith, but, you know, there's a song here that probably, even though some of you are Lynn Anderson fans, this was one that I always did like, but it wasn't very popular for some reason. So, see if you remember this one.
Yeah. only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Looking Rock, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring and buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage, and we're still building up. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
All right, check this one out.
More than
All right, B2 Basic, we're glad to have you back in Liberty Lounge. Yeah, we missed you too. We've got, let's see, who all we got in here tonight? We got anything new or anybody new? Casper's Girl. Casper's Girl. I wonder if that's Casper Mountain's Girl. Have to see. Anyway, welcome, whoever you are. And a bunch of the regulars here. So that works out just perfect. So let's just move right along here.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Stop, we do have breaking news. Yeah, happy anniversary to B2 Basic and Tampico Scout coming up on Sunday. Wow, I wish I was up there. I'd take you all to dinner. But anyway, we're glad to be able to spend this time with you. And congratulations on 17 years. I know there's been a lot of ups and downs and everything, just like with everybody else. You guys have really pulled through, and you got some marvelous kids. And you should be certainly grateful for those kids that you have. I really, really enjoy spending time with them up there. I miss them already. So.
I've told you almost every bedtime story, and you've heard almost every nursery rhyme. So tonight, before you go to sleep, and pray the Lord your soul to keep, here's Mommy's favorite story one more time. Once upon a time, there was a castle. And in this castle lived a king and queen. And it came to pass, they both were blessed by one little blue-eyed princess with the softest golden curls you've ever seen. And then one day he met this pretty lady, and she had lots of pretty words to say. And this part makes your mommy sad, 'cause oh, what big eyes she had. And she took his hand and led him far away. Still but telling it brings teardrops to my eyes. Just another pretty bedtime story. So please forgive Mommy if she cries. Then it came to pass, the king grew lonely, and the pretty lady wasn't all she seemed. He realized that he was wrong and started his long journey home, for he missed his little princess and his queen. Then he was back and safe inside his castle, and tears of joy came falling down like rain. Then the castle rang with laughter, and they lived happy ever after, knowing he would never leave again. Telling it brings teardrops to my eyes. Just another pretty bedtime story. So please forgive Mommy if she cries. Won't you please forgive your Mommy if she cries?
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. 'Cause Texas is as close as I've been. New York couldn't hold my attention. Detroit City couldn't sing my song. If tomorrow finds me busted flat in Dallas, I won't care, 'cause at least I'll know I'm home. When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. 'Cause Texas is as close as I've been. As close as I've been. When I die,
me go to Texas, 'cause Texas is as close as I've been.
Okay, now then, a little something special here for our anniversary couple of nights. Since we can't be with you Sunday, love to, but here's a little something special for B2 Basic and Tampico Scout here.
Willie, you can come out now.
Be right there.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary.
What's going on here?
The lyrics too complicated? Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Well, Alf, this is all very nice.
Yes, thank you, but the only problem is...
Problem, schmoblem, sit down and relax. The old Alfer's doing it all tonight.
Alf.
The cooking, the serving, the cleaning. Of course, once you two get into the bedroom, you're on your own. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
What's going on?
Looks like the old Alfer is throwing us a surprise anniversary party.
Just a little informal nothing. Lobster pate?
I thought you two were going out tonight.
What?
Well, Alf, that's what we were trying to tell you. We have plans. We're going out to see Nicholas Nickleby.
And the tickets were very hard to get.
We appreciate all the trouble you've gone to. I mean, cutting roses so they look like radishes.
And making pâté. And very good pâté, too. What's in it? Let me guess. There's lobster, there's sour cream, but there's something else.
Play-Doh.
That's it?
The fluorescent kind. I wanted it to be special.
There you go. That's just for B2 Basic and Tampico Scout tonight. A little something for you there.
Way can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dusty poncho bit down south ended up and left his mouth. Day they laid poor Poncho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip up.
Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Poncho need your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
Said it many times before, and I said I'd never say it again. I guess I really shouldn't say anything at all, since you're supposed to belong to her. But I just can't let you go, at least not without telling you just how much I love you.
So that is why I'm gonna say it one more time. Honey, come back, I just can't stand it. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago. Back to her arms, I'll never know the joy. Honey, come back where you belong to only me.
Well, I guess that's about all I've got to say. So I'm just gonna pack my bags and I'm gonna walk away. I know those bright lights are calling you, honey. The fine cars and the pretty girls. But if you ever need someone to just love you, and someday you just may, well, you know where I'll be.
And here's what I'll say. Honey, come back, I just can't stand it. Each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems
just like honey, come back where you belong to only me.
way.
A little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. When you said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day, I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. Said I'd laugh when you left me, full of funny as you went out the door. That I'd have another one waiting, and I'd wave goodbye as you go. But a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. Everything went like I planned it, and I really put on quite a show. In my heart I felt I could stand it, till you walked with your grip through the door. Then a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown. Oh, but a little bit of tear let me down, a little bit of tear let me down.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat, "Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose. Hey, an elephant, caress you with his toes. In her hose. Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning. And I heard him saying as I turned to go, "Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose. Hey, an elephant, caress you with his toes. Hey, your wife, the flag will run her in her hose. Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose." I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change. "Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose. Hey, an elephant, caress you with his toes.
On the cake, what really turns me on is
which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. And what really turns me on is the shape. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
I'm not gonna sing you no more.
the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide a bed and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on East on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed onto my leg. Then I knocked three times and wiped my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up back at the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate. A bumper sticker says, vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says, their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oily rag. Use a nail starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? I says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal sign here. I'll go get the title and a can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed, belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in and bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west and County 12, took two full quarts of 40-weight oil just to get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard. Where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck and sell or swap for a hide-a-bed of $35.
Well, there's always been groups of people that never could see eye to eye. But I always thought if they ever had a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face, they might realize they got a lot in common. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop, just having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine, when some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back and started poking fun at my friend's hat. And one old boy said, hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse? My friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, I think I'll rip that hat right off your head. That's when my friend turned around, and this is what he said. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, and it's ears down flat. Take this cowboy's hat. Now, partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's, but last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band. But back in 69, he died in Vietnam. Now, the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. Someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. And a real special lady gave me this hat pin. But I don't know if I'll ever see her again. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, his ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now, if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me,
then I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Well, right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. And he turned back to the others and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim, well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin. You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and we'll get to his drive. Bulldog the Mississippi and his ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
He built you. Splendid. 'cause every time he's gone, I get your call. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip into your long soft mink. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying for. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip into your long soft mink. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying for. Maybe you once told me I was good for nothing, you couldn't live on dreams and crystal balls. His money buys you everything but my loving, so I guess I'm good for something after all. Slide off of your satin sheets, slip into your long soft mink. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying for. Slide off your satin sheets, slip into your long soft mink. You know where to find my door, and I know what you're crying.
Everywhere, man, cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Natama, Lapaloma, Bangle, Salvador, Amador, Amarillo, Zipin, Killer, Amadillo, Amarillo, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Furudet, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Opelousa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Great Lake, Repeat Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've hit my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Baca, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterloo, Costa Rica, Pittsburgh, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, on the Lake, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Cockleburg, Rambleburg, Colorado, Amherstburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Halfmore, Halfmaster, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Ogallala, Paraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux, Cedar, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've hit my share, man.
I know someplace you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Ira Hayes, call.
them drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. He's returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched in honor. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
KHAP Radio in Aztec, New Mexico, and request this song for Darla Selleck every Friday night.
You are my special angel sent from up above. The Lord smiled down on me and sent an angel. Bring the rain.
I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel here to watch over me.
A smile from your lips brings the summer sunshine. The tears from your eyes bring the rain.
I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel here to watch over.
They got a vintage Vic Trolla 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty and there's B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay, so B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. Every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. I'm gonna play him some more. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor.
And sing it all.
he's unhappy with me. He told me so. I'm unhappy without him, and I still love him so. Sing me a song of sadness. Pretend it's the end. Sing it sweet and sing it low, and then I'll have to go. Sing a sad song and sing it for me. He's unhappy with me. He told me so. I'm unhappy without him, and I still love him so. Oh, sing me a song of sadness. Pretend it's the end of the world. Sing it sweet and sing it low, and then I'll have to go. Sing a sad song and sing.
Didn't mean it. It's time we realize this time it's over. It's tearing us apart to stay together. And that just about does it. Don't it? That'll just about kill it. Won't it? Maybe we should call the truth. We could.
Christmas. knew what she would grow up to be. Saints and sinners all agree Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish to me.
today I'm so weary. Today I'm so blue, sad and broken hearted, and it's all because of you. Life was so sweet, dear. Life was a song. Now you've gone and left me. Oh, where do I belong? And it's all for the love of a dear little girl. All for the love that sets your heart in a world. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joys of this world all for the love of a girl. Set your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joys of this world all for the love of a girl.
With a laughing little girl that he was swinging.
up beside a Sunday school and listen to the song that they were singing.
Singing in the sea,
then I headed back for home somewhere far away. Like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing all that I was stoned, cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short.
All right, we're going to get a couple more in here. We got a couple of latecomers, so I don't want them to come and have to leave right away. So we're going to squeeze a couple more in here just because I'm in a good mood tonight, and we're having a great time. Now, those 2 hours went awfully quick. And, Don, we're glad you made it in there. Rolex, you too. I don't believe I've ever seen you in here before. So we're glad you guys made it. You know, I looked in here, and I found some other settings in the server deal, and I found out that there's a lot of public, streaming going on here. And we've traced some of that down, and it seems that we've got a pretty good little following out there in different areas of the country. And I'm glad to see all that. All right, let's see if we can squeeze a couple more in here, and we'll get on out of here.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy. My only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her brain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her brain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how am I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All the tequila makes her clothes fall off. All the tequila makes her clothes fall off.
thought she was such a lady, but my, how things have changed since time's moved on. I'd give her my last dollar, but now all she'll do is holler. Oh, my life has become a country song. I've learned she can't resist me by the way she always disses me and comes to bed at night with that cold cream on. Sometimes I might feel frisky, but these days it's just too risky.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. All day long. It goes on and on.
If a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it when I said.
Oh no, what's happening?
Still be wrong. I guess I should admit it. She ain't never gonna quit it.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing's big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
Telling you.
I used to roll her in the clover.
Mm-mm.
But thank God those days are over.
Hallelujah.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night. Chew your ass out all day long. All day long. She knows on and on.
If someday they drop the big one, I'd say, sweet Jesus, she's gonna finally leave me alone. It's all right if we say it,
cause the radio won't play it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass.
Alright guys, that's gonna do it for tonight. I gotta get up a little extra early. We got a show to do tomorrow here locally. And I hope you guys have been listening here. October, we have the next Arms Expo down here. Got a bunch of folks from Washington coming down. Someone emailed me today, as a matter of fact, from Washington. And evidently they've talked to one of our students up there and was happy with her, excited about taking our 3-day personal defense handgun class. So whoever that was, we appreciate you putting in a good word for us. And this guy is all ready to travel and come down here to do the next one we do here locally. So we'll try to get that scheduled here in the next, probably, hopefully within the next month or so. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, I'll tell you something else that I need to do, or going to do, and that is we're going to try to get together another order for survival tabs. If you guys haven't got survival tabs tucked away in your food storage yet, you're missing out. Survival tabs are an awesome addition to your food storage. It's just real quickly, but survival tabs come in a plastic bottle. There's 180 of them in a bottle. That is enough meals for 15 days for one average-sized person. So you get 15 days worth of food for around $30. And they've got a 10-year shelf life. You don't need any other supplement with them. You don't have to eat anything else. This is something you can throw in your truck, put in your backpack, put in your food storage. You can throw in your glove box. Amy keeps some in her purse all the time, in the glove box in case we ever get caught out somewhere. I've got some in my truck. And it's not a supplement. It's not something that you snack on to ease the pain of being hungry or whatever. It's a complete meal. And it's funny, but there you take 12 of these tablets a day. You'll eat three or four of them, three or four times a day, depending on how much activity, how much other food you have, several variables there. But if you guys want to get with me, we're going to try to work on that here in the next couple of weeks and try to get a good order of survival tabs in. And I will get that. I'll guarantee you that I will beat the price that the company has them online for. I'm not sure what it'll be yet, but the more that order, the better it'll be. So get with me here in the next maybe 3 weeks. Let's see. I'll tell you what, let's just set a date right now, and let's plan on doing that no later than, let's say, the 17th of August. Sound like a plan? 17th of August, we'll put the order in. So that gives you two and a half weeks, a little over 2 weeks. So get with me if you want to do it. Have a good weekend, guys. We'll see you all Monday. Thanks for joining me. Don, Rolex, new guys, thanks for coming in. We'll see you Monday. We'll be glad to see you Monday. Okay. Well, seemed to be having a little trouble. Had a little trouble with the internet all night tonight, a little skipping and messing around. There it goes. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but there it goes. Good night, all. Hey, got his money's worth for that one, didn't we?
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over
it so true when you said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all